Narrated Ayub. Hafsa, may Allah be pleased with her, said, "We used to forbid our young women to go out for the two Eid prayers. A woman came and stayed at the place of Bani Khalaf, and she narrated about her sister, whose husband took part in the 12 Ghazwat, holy wars, along with the Prophet, peace be upon him. And her sister was with her husband in 6 out of these 12. She, the woman's sister, said, "We used to treat the wounded, look after the patients, and I once asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, is there any harm for any of us to stay at home if she doesn't have a veil?" He, peace be upon her, said, "She should cover herself with a veil of her companion and should participate in the good deeds and in the religious gathering of the Muslims." When Atiyah came and I asked her whether she had heard it from the Prophet, peace be upon him, she replied, "Yes, may my father be sacrificed for him, the Prophet, peace be upon him." Whenever she mentioned the Prophet, peace be upon him, she used to say, "May my father be sacrificed for him." I have heard the Prophet, peace be upon him, saying, "The unmarried virgins and the mature girls and the menstruating women should come out and participate in the good deeds as well as the invocations of faithful believers, but the menstruating women should keep away from the musalla, praying place, that is, salah, prayers." Hafsa asked Atiyah, surprisingly, "Do you say the menstruating women?" She replied, "Doesn't a menstruating woman attend Arafah, Hajj, and such other deeds?"